Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Well, hey, this is Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Next Level Leader Podcast. I'm so excited to have you connected on today, and we're really excited to have all of you that connect every single week to this podcast. Many of you tell us every single week that this podcast is a blessing to you, and that means so much to us. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I appreciate you so much. Of course, I definitely want you to know this is the place we are committed to bringing content that helps to truly sharpen leaders. We believe there's a leader inside of each of us and just needs to be strengthened, needs to be encouraged to keep going forward. Iron sharpens iron. That's why we come into this space. We provide this content for you free of charge because we want to make certain we are touching the world and through generosity and blessing people's lives. And so thank you so much for just tuning in, spending this 15 minutes to 20 minutes with me every single week. I appreciate it. Again, I want to make certain you connect with me. Let me know how you heard about this podcast. If you're a first timer, make sure that you follow me at JosephWalker3 on Instagram. That's a great way to begin to stay connected with me. And I hope you'll do just that. Also, I want to make certain that even as we are sharing on today, I want to make certain that you go to my website, www.josephwalker3.org. I'm sending you there because I have a brand new book. Yes. And I want you to get a copy of it. It's called The Pursuit of Purpose, Piece by Piece. I promise you, it is touching the world. And I want you to get a copy. Every next level leader should be reading the books that I write. And I hope you'll do that. And it means a lot to me. I've got several books on leadership. You check them out on that site and also find out when I'll be in your area because I get really excited about that. I do want to also tell you to go over to our YouTube channel and check out my wife and I. We have a wonderful platform there called Couple of Destiny where we pour into people regardless of your situation. We pour into you, married, single, otherwise. We just want to give you content. It's called Becoming a Couple of Destiny, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. And go there and subscribe. And of course, just listen. Every Monday, we drop a new episode. So you don't want to miss it. I promise you, it will be a blessing to your life. Now, I'm really excited about today because I want to get right into this today. We're going to talk today about the assignment versus the applause. How do you lead without needing likes? I think it's so important. Let me tell you, what I shared in my book is something that I want to lean in on. One of the problems I had early on, and I was very transparent about this in the book, is that I was addicted to applause. And I called this atomic applause in the book. Because sometimes what happens is that we look for affirmation in the wrong places. And sometimes it can really work to our disadvantage. And one of the things that I say that if you become addicted to the applause, right, the noise that the applause makes, then you'll suffocate in the silence. I just think it's just that important for us to really get to a place where we really understand our assignment oftentimes may not yield the applause and response and likes that we might hope that it would, but it doesn't mean that it's not effective. So in this age of social media, you have to make certain you are doing what God has called you to do. You've got, as a leader, you've got to keep your focus on the goal and not so much on whether or not you're going viral or you're trending. And that's why I want to lean on the first point today, because when God's approval is on your life, it should outweigh social media metrics. And I'm not suggesting that the metrics aren't important. We in our organizations, we look at metrics. Our budget is tied to metrics. Everything we do is tied to metrics. Is this, you know, value added, et cetera? But we're not doing it because everybody likes it all the time. We're doing it because everybody sees it as a value in their life. And I think this is what's important. When people see a thing as a value, sometimes it can be something that challenges them, stretches them, And it may not always be followed by a like or an applause, but it may be followed by deep conviction. So as a leader, you have to make certain that what you are doing, that you are doing it unto the Lord. Every day you wake up, you have to say, Lord, here it is. Here's a great statement to think about. Lord, I want you to be glorified. I want your people to be edified. And I want Satan to be horrified. How about that? Right? And I want you to make certain that every single thing that you put your hand to do, that you are clear. I am doing this not for the approval of man, because people are wishy-washy. I'm doing it for the approval of God. Secondly, you have to learn how to lead without being addicted to affirmation. That was my problem. As a leader, boy, I had to struggle with that because I, you know, would often ask, how did I do? Do you think they like me? The whole imposter syndrome would show up. I would walk in the rooms and look for people to validate me and this and that. But as a leader, you have got to lead sometimes singularly focused on what your assignment is, regardless of how people respond to you or not. I have learned that great leadership will never have complete affirmation and validation from people. Sometimes when you're a great leader, you're going to have a lot of opposition, people who don't understand you. And you got to be willing to continue to lead through that, that you don't become so addicted to the affirmation, that you, the need to be needed can cause your motive for leading to be skewed. Let me say that again. Your need to be needed can cause your motive to be skewed. So what is incredibly important now is that you lead with integrity and understand that as a true next level leader, you've got to do it without being addicted to the affirmation of others. Here's number three. Move from validation to vision. Move from this idea of always feeling the need to be validated by people and focus on the vision. Take your team and say, let's lock in on this vision. One of the things I like to keep before our team is the vision. What is the vision? Let's focus on the statement. Let's focus on where we're going. This is the end goal. For example, if you are trying to get to a particular thing in a theme park, right? That's the vision. And what you'll discover is along the route, there may be a lot of great things. And your kids are pulling you, saying, let's do this, let's do that. But you as the elder in the situation know the amount of time it takes to navigate to get to the main rise. The main vision was to go to this and go to that and go to that. And if we have time, we'll do the other things. If you spend time on ancillary things, you take your focus off the main thing, you won't get a chance to complete the actual thing you set out to do. I have seen this in so many leaders that they have truly, truly sought the validation. They have parked too long, waiting for the applause and sitting back, listening to all the kind gestures, and they have yet not picked up the vision and completed the main thing that they were assigned to do. So I'm telling you, every day you wake up, you've got to get up and you've got to be focused so much on the main. What is the main thing in this season that God is calling me to do? What is the main vision? And what is the clarity of that vision so that I can stay locked in? Keep your team locked in on that vision, because that vision becomes a roadmap. It's a compass to keep us accountable to what God has called us to do. All right. Now, here's the fourth thing. Your obedience must outlast the attention. I have to be obedient, because when you drink the Kool-Aid, listen carefully, of the attention of people, and it can be, you know, it can be a Kool-Aid you drink when you become, when you succumb to being known, being popular, people recognize you. What happens is that oftentimes you're not as obedient to the thing that God has called you to do, because now you've moved from being faithful to the assignment to trying to appease people and trying to acquiesce to what they think you should do. It's incredibly important now that you stay obedient, and that even though people may recognize you, even though your business and other things may be impacting the world, and that's great. I think it's great when your brand can expand, your scale expands, your profit margin expands. I think that's amazing. At the same time, though, you have to maintain the level of obedience, because what you have to guard against is, I don't allow my this attention, this popularity, newfound, if you will, to cause me to lose my guardrails and fall off the discipline bus And now I'm out here without a level of accountability and discipline, and I'm no longer obeying what God has called me to do. So that is a key thing. And I know some of you that resonates really well with you because you understand how important it is to do that. Here's number five. Stop waiting on the crowd to cheer before you move. In other words, I've learned, and I had to learn this the tough way. I've learned that whenever God tells me to move, I have to move whether or not I have this public affirmation to do it. Sometimes you have to move in silence. Sometimes you have to move without people fully understanding. That's what leadership is. It's courageous. And I've talked about courageous leadership on a number of occasions to this platform. And I just think it's so important that we all really understand that to be a next level leader, man, you got to move. You ever thought about how Psalm 37 verse 23 is written? It's powerful, right? The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. That says that the orders, like military orders, they are given. So I don't move until I receive military divine orders to move. A soldier will stay at parade rest until they receive orders to be at ease or to move left or right. So when my steps are ordered, it says, I don't move out of my emotion. I'm not swayed by culture. I am truly moving at the pace in which God intends. And so when God says move, here's what makes you an extraordinary leader. You just step out and do what God told you to do. Does that make sense? So I just believe that that's one of the key variables in separating just average leaders from next level leaders, because you understand you're not waiting for the cheer of the crowd. You're not waiting for people to say, you know what, I think it's great. You should go do it. No, you move sometimes in silence, sometimes in solo, until people can actually catch up. And oftentimes what I believe real success is people are applauding what you have moved on years ago. It may not even manifest until this time, but it's something that you started, you know, months or years ago, but you had the faith to step out. Like Peter steps outside of the boat, doesn't have any applause on the boat, but he steps outside the boat and walks on the water. That's what you have to do if you're going to be a next level leader. Right? Here's number six. You got to detox from this addiction of approval. And what I mean by that is you really have to check your heart. I have to do it all the time. I have to do it all the time. I speak in a variety of places. I preach, I speak. I do a lot of things. What happens, I have to really purge myself, detox myself from this approval addiction that I think that, watch this, that the my best messages receive the loudest applause. And often my best messages or sermons are the ones where the room is stone silent. And I can't allow my need for validation and approval to be quelled because of that. I have got to recognize that I must do what I must do and know that my motive is still in the same place, right? And it was when I originally set out, and I'm not manipulating a moment just so I can get a certain amount of approval, likes, and all of that. I want to make certain that I'm walking with integrity with the vision that I have been given. And so I believe that's important, right? Everybody likes to feel appreciated. I get it. I know what you're saying, but are you saying I shouldn't, you know, value and thank God for those things? Yes, you should, but don't become addicted to approval. You have to detox. You have to get to a place where you're able, and sometimes I've learned, man, my children help me detox, because I'll read something on them and they'll tell me, you know, they'll just sit there and look at me. They won't applaud. They won't say anything. I'm like, whoa, I thought that was pretty deep. And they'll just look at me, right? So you have to get to a place where you're no longer tied into that level of approval by people, right? All right. So let's go and review what we have discussed today. I'm loving this. We're talking about the assignment versus applause. How do you lead without needing likes? We talked about number one, when God's approval has to outweigh social media metrics. And we understand that everything we do must be unto the Lord. Got that? Check that off. Number two, you have to lead without being addicted to affirmation. So what if they don't affirm you, invite you to the party? Will you still lead? Will you still feel that your leadership is, you know, is sufficient if it's doing what it's designed to do without the feeling that people affirm you or not. Number three is moving beyond validation and truly locking in on the vision, which is, I think, one of the most important things. Is about focus. It's about keeping your mind on the main thing that God has called you to do. And then number four here is obedience outlasting the attention. Even though people may recognize you, your brand is expanding, your scale is getting larger, and to God be the glory for all of that. But can you stay obedient in the midst of all the attention, things that are competing against your relationship with God? Can you remain faithful in that? And then can you, here's a big one, can you really stop waiting on the crowd to cheer before you move? We talked about how God orders our steps and we don't move until we have specific orders. And then we talked about how to detox from approval addiction and how do you, you know, really get this out of your spirit, praying it out and spending time with people who will tell you the truth and people who, you know, are neutral and may not necessarily have a, you know, dog in the hunt, that they can truly evaluate your situation and give you the real truth about it without you having to always think people have to approve and validate everything that you do. All right. So here's number seven. And always remember this, applause fades, but assignment fuels. The applause are great, but they are fading. One season, people will applaud you, and the next moment, they will not. That's how fickle this world is. But as a next level leader, you must know that your assignment is what should fuel you every single day to get up and go do what you are called to do. It's what I do. I get up because my why wakes me up. The why I do what I do is not because I need the applause of people. It's because I want to make a difference. I want to be a transformational leader. Everything I do, I want it to have impact in the lives of people to whom it touches. So I challenge you today in the business endeavor, whatever you're doing in your ministry, church, et cetera, whatever you're doing in the marketplace, please make certain that you are fueled by the assignment. In my book, and I think this is important, in my book, I talk about this. You have to get it, Pursuit of Purpose. You have to get this book because I talk a lot about this idea of motives. When you read that chapter on atomic applause, you'll understand what I mean because the assignment is what fuels me. It's what keeps me motivated. When I am weak, when I am tired, when I'm discouraged, the idea that I get to do this allows me to get out of the bed and say, God, thank you for another opportunity to do what I do. You gave me the grace to be able to do it. Everything may not be perfect, but I'm thankful that I'm able to do this with excellence. I hope this has blessed you today. I really do. And I want to thank you for tuning in. Listen, this is a wonderful opportunity for us to continue to remain connected. And if this has been a blessing to you, this episode, would you let me know simply by commenting on my IG, send me a message and let me know that this has been a blessing to you. Follow me at JosephWalker3. I would love to hear from you. And I want you to share this with as many people as you can. Share this episode. Let somebody know that this is one you need, because all of us struggle with the assignment versus applause. And we have to be very careful and mindful that we are doing it unto the Lord and not unto ourselves. So make sure you stay connected with me. Go to my website, josephwalker3.org. Find out when I'll be in your city and order my new book. Yes, I want you to get it. Go get it. It is called Pursuit of Purpose, Piece by Piece. I promise you it will change your life. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I want to appreciate all of you who have shared and consistently share with me that this is being a blessing to you. I want you to know that I cannot wait till next week to share more with you. If you stay connected to me, I promise you, we're going to make you a next level leader after all. I thank you and may God bless you. That's my prayer. Dr. Joseph Walker, you've been listening to Next Level Leader. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at JosephWalker3. I look forward to connecting with you.